This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right.
He likes this interchangeable, positionless type football, which in theory works. And if you have the right talent, you can do it. But I don't think they had the personnel.
The other guy was Eric Bieniemy, who would always get interviews, but has not gotten that big job.
I think we saw when Eric Bieniemy had full power of an offensive system in Washington a year ago, he became so pass happy, he compromised his quarterback.
Right.
Sam Howell had no chance because they dropped back to throw the ball 75% of the time.
Mm.
So he had no protection.
Sonny is calling from Malvern. How you doing, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Doing well. I was trying to call about the Giants the last couple days, but I guess I'll talk about the Jets.
you feel like you got relegated. You could talk about the Giants, too. We will not hold you to just having to talk about the lousy Jets, Sonny. Trust me.
Yeah, thank you. When Tom Brady walked into that building in Tampa Bay, he changed everything about that building. Every single person that worked in that building level went up, from a player to a coach to the ball boy, everybody. And it was 100% about football. Aaron Rodgers, it just seems like there's just so much other stuff that comes along with him. He loves the limelight. He loves to be talked about. And the only thing, guys, that's going to change from this year to next year, he's going to be a year older, and that's it. So I think they should cut ties with him.
Yeah.
Start new. You're going to have a new GM, a new coach. Why not start with a new, fresh quarterback? Let them pick the quarterback.
It's
not what we always say, the GM?
Sonny, it's a good point you're making, but it's a hard comparison to actually throw apples to apples, too. Let's also not forget that the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was a two-time coach of the year in Bruce Arians, who is one of the best unsung head coaches in the NFL for a decade or so. Nobody talked about him because he mostly was in Arizona on the West Coast. He was in, where was he? Where did he do his interim?
Indianapolis.
He was the interim there.
Offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh.
Right. And so, like, you just didn't know enough to know that he was as good as he was. But he was also no nonsense.
Right.
So Tom Brady has a no nonsense, it's all about winning, it's all about winning, paired with a head coach who had tons of success, Super Bowl rings as a coordinator, and obviously he won one with Tampa as a coordinator. Like it was a perfect match.
Right.
Whereas Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets and you basically have a under fire, first time defensive minded head coach who might be good at, you know, rah-rahing, but like we don't know how he is.
He was
as a head coach.
An unproven commodity,
right? It's,
yeah.
it's just, and then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
So it's just a different scenario. Everything was perfectly lined up. I mean, I rarely say that the team is a quarterback away. The Buccaneers, that Buccaneer was basically a quarterback away.
The problem with the Jets is the Jets were two things away, in my opinion. They were a quarterback away, and they were a good coaching staff away.
Yes.
This was an unknown commodity, and ultimately it failed. They're all gone. Well, really, the head guy is gone, and the defensive coordinator has shown us early he can't be a head coach.
Yeah.
They did not have the right coaching staff in place. So what I want, and I hope Woody could pull this off, is to actually get the right coaches. Mm. And if the right coaches can sell us as fans on running it back for one more year with Aaron Rodgers, you can probably get us on board. But I want them to have the option to actually do what they want.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the Jets right now. It didn't feel like over the last year, Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh could do what they want. Now, ultimately, they turned out to be the wrong guys. They were giving them plenty of years, and it didn't work. And looking back on things, Woody should have made the move during the offseason. He should have given it a try with a brand new head coach, probably one with experience, coming into this season. The other thing that I don't know the answer to, and maybe you can get the answer by sniffing around league circles, is this job more appealing with Aaron Rodgers here? Or does it look like an anchor to a prospective head coach?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. I think it depends on what happens in the draft and if they get the quarterback that they want.
Yeah, but you can't hire a head coach after that. It would be where you're selecting, sure. Like, Jets are picking fifth or wherever.
Which is why it's hard. It's a hard dance. It's got to happen. Because the other thing you also can't do is allow Aaron Rodgers to be involved in that.
No! No, Aaron Rodgers gets to stay on the side right now.
Yes.
And whoever the new GM and head coach are, they get to decide what to do. I'm just curious if someone would say, boy, like, take Ben Johnson. We all assume Ben Johnson has no interest in the Jet job. He is, of course, the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, one of the hottest young coaching candidates. Hypothetically, is Ben Johnson saying to his wife, I assume he's married, hon, if I got my hands on Aaron Rodgers, oh my God, I may go to New York.
Well,
I may take the job.
Well, you're joking, but because he knows what he's asking him to do, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why you don't get rid of him. Because right. What if one of these great coaches that we think great coaches, Ben has not proven anything in fairness,
right.
Or even Mike Vrabel, what if one of the guys that would be a dream hire actually envisions this working with Aaron Rodgers? That's how you can convince us as Jet fans. Mike Vrabel walks through the door and says, I want Aaron Rodgers to be my quarterback. I think we'd all be like, all right, I don't know if I agree with you, but you're right. Coach Mike Vrabel. Right. We're going to trust you that that's going to work. We'll get back to your calls in a second, but last night the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-23. And I'm very curious because as this was happening, I was thinking about you and I was thinking about all the football fans that say, I hate sabermetrics. I hate stats. I hate the nerds. The Ravens score a touchdown. Lamar Jackson throws that short pass to Mark Andrews. And the Baltimore Ravens take a 7-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
They were up by 6 at the time. They score a touchdown. They're up by 7 points. There's about 12 and a half minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So there's your perspective on time. Ravens are up by 7. They have an option. Justin Tucker comes out, hits an extra point. It's an 8-point game against Justin Herbert and the Chargers with, again, about 12 minutes to go in the game. Or you go for 2. And if you succeed in going for 2, it's a 2-possession game. We had this discussion with the Jets about a week ago. They decide to go for 2. Lamar Jackson throws an incomplete pass to Zay Flowers, and it remains a 7-point game. Now, this all gets forgotten about because Justin Herbert and the Chargers offense, a surprise to nobody, especially me and you, Teak, basically turns into a toad in the fourth quarter of this game.
Right.
They do nothing. So we all forget about this decision. Do you like the new age strategy of going for 2 up 7 to make it a 2-possession game as the Ravens tried and ultimately failed on?
Yes, I do, but there was so much time left in the game at that point because that happened with 12 and a half minutes to go in the game. So I get, you know, you score a touchdown, it makes the game 23-16, and then you're like, what do? You still have to me, make it an 8-point game rather than a 9-point game because they're going to have enough possessions. Like, it's not ending the game. Right, if they have one possession left, it can end the game.
Right,
but there's multiple possessions that are going to be left. So even if you make it, they can still score a touchdown and kick a field goal and beat you.
But right? You're making them have to come and drive against you twice.
Yes, but
so you're right. There's enough time to do it.
But they're going to have multiple possessions.
But I'm getting the ball back in the meantime. That's the other thing I like.
Whatever. You have to assume that you're going to go. Three
whatever.
And out.
That's not. You don't care about that.
You have to assume you're going to go 3 and out. My point is, if this happens with 4 minutes to go. And so the Chargers maybe are going to have one possession or 2 possessions left. Most likely just one and likely have to go for an onside kick, make it a 9-point game. But with the likelihood of having 3 possessions in the fourth quarter, it's just unnecessary to me. Kick the extra point, make it an 8-point game and force them to go for 2. Like put the pressure of the 2-point conversion on them as opposed to laying on you when they're going to have enough possessions to make up a 2-score differential.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. It was too much time left. If there was 4 minutes left, 100%, because you're forcing them to fully maximize every possession, or at least their one possession that we know that they have left. With 3 possessions or so left, I don't love that.
Even,
it's too much pressure.
I was saying, even if you love it, I think the bigger issue is you have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. What the hell is that play call going for 2?
Well, that's different. That
is the part of the problem.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to commit and go for it, you have seemingly what has been all year, and they've basically picked their spots at Derrick Henry, an unguardable twosome in the backfield, and they used none of that ability on a 2-point try.
Right.
None
I mean, it. I do like that they moved the pocket. That was one thing, but Derrick Henry was not being, he wasn't used.
Right.
I know you guys will take this as an insult. I do not mean it as an insult. I'm just going to give you a fact because I was watching the game last night like we all were.
The problem is I think they thought they were going to get man and they got cover 4. So they're just kind of sitting there. And in a tight red area, the team plays cover. There's nowhere to go with the football.
Right. Derrick Henry had another monster game. Yes. And this is yet another example that the teams that Saquon Barkley went to, pretty good fit, sorry. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry goes to the Baltimore Ravens. And even what's happened with Josh Jacobs, the three quote-unquote elite running backs
really four,
that left their teams.
You count Joe Mixon.
No, you're right. You could include Joe Mixon, right, too, on that one.
But they're different.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Those are like the big three to me, yeah, but you're right about Mixon. Those three guys go to teams, and they're a combined 24-9. And the teams that those guys left, and their records are not all because those guys left, but it's an interesting case study, are 7-26.
No, it's an example of a team needing a running back that's a difference maker.
Right. And all those teams that we mentioned, when you look at the Baltimore Ravens and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers, they were close.
Yeah.
And the three teams that they left were not.
No.
I mean, the Giants, the Titans, and the Raiders. Like, right, it's those three teams, the Giants, Titans, and Raiders, kept those said running backs who were having monster years. What difference would it make?
It would not have made any difference. It's what I said about Saquon Barkley, and I would say the exact same thing about Derrick Henry and the same thing about Josh Jacobs. They're in better spots. They're in better places with better quarterbacks and better skill position players.
Absolutely. We'll get...